It is Today FM to get in contact today. Very simply, 0874 100 102. Leopards Town Racecourse, Thursday, June 13th, is not to be missed because Bulmers Live is going to be there. And none other than Coolio, the man, the legend, will be performing. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Shaka-Zulu, man. How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to have you on. I mean, what's in the water in Compton? Some of the world's best rappers come out of there. Yourself, Ren, Dre, Eazy-E, Kendrick. It's mad.
You know what? I think it's the atmosphere, and it's a place that allows you to see things that probably other people don't see, and the way people are, and the way the neighborhoods are, it makes you a different person. It makes you go within yourself. I mean, you have, you know, especially if you want to get out of the neighborhood or help the neighborhood, then you have to learn how to. You have to learn how to be something else.
There's an awful lot of talent there. Lyrically, even, for me, anytime I listen to any music from anyone out there, I'm like, going, wow, this is amazing. Now, when it started off, you, Kudu, originally in the 80s, you were a firefighter, and then you got into music. I think the big break, obviously, was Gangster's Paradise, and literally, you wrote that in one sitting.
Actually, I did.
One of the bigger ones for me, and this is probably weird, but I think it's bigger than Gangster's Paradise, and that is the Keenan and Kel theme that you did, because so many generations that would have been younger than what I am, they've been introduced to your music through that. And I think that's lovely. Every time it's rerun, people get introduced to you through that. Now, and of course,
you're
from all the other
people that's ever said that. I think you're the first person that's ever said that besides without me pointing it out to them yet.
Whoa!
Yeah, I do realize that. Keenan and Kel is very important, and I never would have thought, I don't think anybody would have ever thought that it would be that important, but it is because it introduces me to a whole new generation of fans. Yeah.
You know, you've made a couple of appearances too as well. You were in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Cooking with Coolio, actually. That for me, that was back in 2009. Are you still working on the second book, or is the second book out?
No, the second book's not out yet. We're close to putting finishing touches on it. We just, you know, just had to step back for a minute. Because now all these different rappers and different celebrities are coming out with cookbooks, so we had to step back and once again figure out a way to set ourselves apart from everybody else, because everybody took our format.
Yeah.
You know, we use fun and making jokes and writing it in a street way and making silly names with recipes, and now everybody's doing that. So we had to figure out another way to go, and I think we have. So we're actually rewrite some chapters and rename some stuff so that it would once again be something that's completely different than what everybody else is doing.
I admire that. And it's like that little trick up your sleeve that you know is going to push it through. It's actually quite interesting because I remember when you came out with it first, I didn't know that you had been into cooking, but you tell this wonderful story about how when you were younger, your mom had told you not to go near the stove and you wanted a grilled tuna cheese.
Yeah.
So you went over and the only way you got caught is because you had left the pan in the sink, you know? So it's like,
wow, okay, yeah, you done your research, man. I just told somebody that story like probably about an hour ago.
Wow, yeah, but
they had no clue. They had no clue, but here you are. You know the story.
Oh, well, I like that.
You're pretty thorough, man. You're pretty thorough. I like that.
Thank you very much. But it's interesting. So, did you do a lot of cooking for yourself when you were coming up?
Yeah, I did. My mother worked a lot, so I was a lucky kid, you know. And you know, so I used to cook for my mom, actually. My mom would tell me, go make me a steak. And I'd be like, okay, how you want it? Yeah, and my mother said, and if you burnt some food or you messed up something, you know, you was looking at a potential ass whooping. I try not to make too many mistakes.
You were over in the Bowery in Dublin earlier on in the year, and that gig went down a storm. That sold out straight away. You're in Ireland a little bit, yeah. So you do come over every so often, don't you?
Yeah, I try to. I try to, you know, as much as I can without burning people out, you know, without doing too much.
The last time I spoke to you, you had a snow dome collection, and you got quite a built up one. Do you still have that?
Oh, my snow globe. You know, actually, I don't have my snow globes anymore. They got taken away from me in my divorce.
No, God.
Yeah, she convinced the court that they were hers. So I, because now I collect knives and swords.
Oh, I appreciate that. Listen, Coolio, it has been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best for Bulmers Live at Leopards Town Racecourse on Thursday, June 13th. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
That's right. Be there, be square. It's going down. We're going to hook it up.
You are the man. Listen, have a lovely day, Coolio. All the best.
You too, man. Take it easy.